The artificial intelligence industry is having a genuinely turbulent week, and the conflicts playing out are structural, not just personal. Let's start with Elon Musk's broadside against the broader U.S. AI industry. Musk described the culture at American AI firms as pretentious and poisonous, and while he didn't name every company explicitly, the context makes clear he's speaking about companies like OpenAI, Google DeepMind, and Anthropic. The critique from Musk is interesting because xAI, his own AI company, is directly competing with these firms, which means his commentary is simultaneously a competitive attack and a cultural argument.
And he's simultaneously dismissing a report that SpaceX ordered $52 billion worth of AI server racks from Foxconn. Musk called that fake news on X, and the markets reacted. Dell and Supermicro, which have traditionally supplied AI servers to SpaceX, actually rose on the denial because the Foxconn deal would have redirected that business. The story illustrates how much a single tweet from Musk can move markets in the AI infrastructure space. Whether the original report was accurate or not almost becomes secondary to the market reaction.
The more consequential policy story is the Trump administration's reported consideration of a de facto ban on Chinese AI models. This would primarily target DeepSeek, which is on the verge of launching its fourth major version, and Alibaba's Qwen series. Alibaba just unveiled Qwen 3.8 this week. The policy rationale is national security. Chinese AI models trained on data with potential CCP influence could serve as vectors for data collection or influence operations. But the practical effect, as Chamath Palihapitiya pointed out bluntly, would be to raise AI operating costs for American companies.
This is where the open source debate becomes economically concrete. Chamath's argument, which Jack Dorsey and David Sachs are echoing loudly, is that DeepSeek's open source releases have dramatically lowered the cost of AI inference globally. American firms that can use DeepSeek or Qwen benefit from that cost reduction. If you ban Chinese models, but don't have equally capable and cheap American open source alternatives, you're forcing U.S. companies to pay OpenAI or Anthropic API prices, while Chinese competitors pay near zero marginal costs for similar capability. That's a structural competitive disadvantage.
The Nikkei analysis on big tech's hidden AI debt puts a specific number on what that investment arms race has already cost. $1.65 trillion in what they're calling hidden debt. This captures capital expenditure commitments, long-term data center leases, and GPU purchase agreements that don't show up cleanly on traditional balance sheets, but represent real financial obligations. The concern isn't that these investments are wrong, it's that if AI revenue doesn't scale fast enough to service this financial burden, some of these companies face a genuine liquidity crunch.
Oracle is the current cautionary tale. The stock hitting a 52-week low while its credit default swap costs, essentially the market's insurance against Oracle defaulting, hit a record high, is a double warning signal. Credit default swaps are used by sophisticated investors to hedge against the risk that a company won't be able to pay its debts. Rising CDS costs mean the market is pricing in a meaningfully higher probability of Oracle financial distress. That's worth watching carefully heading into earnings season.
And then there's Google's AI pulling from Facebook data to answer millions of user queries. This is a story about data sourcing that has significant legal and ethical implications. When an AI system trained on or pulling from one platform's data becomes the answer engine for a competitor's users, you've created a data value chain that existing intellectual property and platform agreements weren't designed to govern. Meta hasn't commented publicly, but this is the kind of arrangement that could become the basis for future litigation, similar to what we're seeing in the music industry.